Hello and welcome to the Tuesday, October 16th, 2012 edition of the Sands and the Storm Center's Stormcast. My name is Johannes Ulrich and I'm today recording from Jacksonville, Florida. If you're running any of Oracle's products, be ready for a massive patch release today. 109 patches will be included in Oracle's critical patch update that Oracle does release once a quarter. Now, the number 109 sounds scary. It is scary, but be aware that this is spread across all the different products that Oracle offers. So, for example, the Oracle Database Server has five flaws there in the middleware, 26 further flaws. But then even products like MySQL, for example, are included with 14 flaws. So really a number of different products, Solaris, Sun, for example, I didn't mention that. That's another major one. The one patch to really look out for is the one for the authentication flaw that has been discovered a while ago. That's 2012-3137 is the CVE number for this particular flaw. It has been considered part of the protocol and very hard to patch. However, looks like now we will have a patch for Oracle 11 for this particular vulnerability. This vulnerability did allow an attacker to brute force the password just by connecting to the server once. Essentially, whenever the attacker would connect to the server would return sort of a hashed copy of the password, and then the attacker could use this hash to brute force the password. This new version of the patch does no longer require an upgrade of the client software, so you can still use your old client software. That was one of the problems with an old version of the patch, that it only worked if you had the newer version of the client software. Because after all, the client has to understand the authentication protocol that's being used to connect to the server. And then we had a couple of news stories and actually also a post to the DShield mailing list last week indicating that there is sort of an increase in attacks from Iran. At this point, there isn't really any attribution, a sense of who is behind it and if these are more systematic attacks or really just standard scanning. Really hard to tell at this point. I wouldn't be surprised with everything that's going on between the US and Iran if there's some kind of cyber retaliation happening, but the attribution of these attacks is always very difficult, and really just looking at the IP address doesn't usually tell you the full story. And then we have a new study to the effectiveness of antivirus. The study was done by Dennis Technology Labs. And I have to admit, I've never heard of them before. Now, I like the way they did this study. They actually ran the products and did expose them to viruses, to malware that was current at the time the study ran. They ran it for 3 months and they actually essentially clicked on the malicious link and such and saw what happened. This is a little bit different than some studies, for example, that use VirusTotal. If you're using a product like VirusTotal, then of course you're just running static analysis. You're missing out on a lot of the behavioral blocking that some of the antivirus tools do. Couple things they found out is, first of all, they split it into three categories: enterprise, small business, and home antivirus. And they found that different products kind of won each one of these sections, in part because different tuning is done for these different markets. Also, they found that all of the products do substantially better than Microsoft's free antivirus. I think that's not that terribly surprising. One thing I think that really mattered here, the way the study was done, is that they found that domain name reputation really mattered. And that's, of course, something that you only get if you actually run the particular malware. So an interesting study to look and maybe guide your decision on what product to use. They also looked at false positives. And again, a link to the study results will be in the show notes. And Google is apparently getting ready to add additional anti-malware features into Android. So far, Google's efforts have mostly been focusing on the Google Play Store, which is where users typically download software from. However, with Android, you have the ability to download software from other sources that don't necessarily go through the Google checks that are applied to the Google Play Store. So what researchers found in recent beta versions of the Play Store software is various strings that suggest that Google will be able to display warnings about the maliciousness of certain applications. Well, and this is it for today. So thanks again for listening, and talk to you again tomorrow. Bye.